experts say the real difference between optimists and pessimists isn't in their level of happiness or how they perceive a situation, but in how they cope. Before you focus too hard on the negative aspects of your life, write the good stuff down. According to studies, optimism is closely linked to resilience and has been shown to create physical and mental resilience for people, even those who have been through traumatizing situations. What seems to help these individuals in extreme negative situations cope is journaling or making a habit of writing down what's happening in their lives that is good. One study found that writing in a journal about what you are grateful for was linked to greater feelings of optimism, while another published study found that keeping a journal to write down your own acts of kindness can also give your optimism a boost. I personally have 15 years worth of journals that I kept while in an emotionally abusive relationship. As isolated as I felt at the time, when I look back at it now, it was the journaling that got me through the nightmare days of that relationship, allowing me to still run a successful company. In the back of every journal, I would write down any positive thing that happened that day, whether it was booking a client on a TV interview or signing on a new client for a campaign. That running list of positive and successful things that were happening during a very dark and negative time in my life is, in the end, what helped me stay laser focused on my business and optimistic that I could eventually get out of a doomed marriage. The pitch challenge today: write down the good stuff from your day. You may not have something to report every day. That, of course, would be unrealistic. But what will become eye-opening to you is that if you attach the date with a success or a positive thing, you will see how frequently good things do happen. And then over time, you will become more optimistic in any bad situation, even the traumatizing ones. Not to mention that if you also take the time to write down what you are grateful for, you will experience physical benefits to your health as well as improve your sleep. In fact, if I have a particularly stressful day and I can't get the negative thoughts out of my head, I will lay in bed and just say a prayer for everything I'm grateful for until I fall asleep. And it works every time.